Eagle 98.1, Michelle Southern on Southern Rock, and a very special guest in studio today. And I am talking about LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. We are, of course, your home for LSU athletics, and it's a treat for us to have you on here as your, you know, as your flagship for LSU sports. And I'm going to be airing the game, first game tomorrow night against Alcorn State. You excited about that?
Really looking forward to it. We've got a lot of fun things planned for the game. I'm excited about obviously showcasing our team, but really just a whole new basketball experience. We're going to have a live band outside the PMAC.
Awesome.
We've got a lot of fun things. We got a DJ planned for inside the PMAC, and you know, it's just going to be a total new fan experience and hopefully a totally new team on the court as well.
Yeah, and I mean, since, you know, it is your first game and everything, and I know that you're on with Matt later on this afternoon. You've already been on with Charlie. ESPN is why we have ESPN in the building, but at Eagle, the rock station, we are your hardcore LSU fans. We look for any excuse in the world to put on the purple and gold. What are you going to do, Coach Wade, to kind of turn this program around and get us all really pumped and excited about it again?
You know, I think the first thing that you'll see is you'll see a team that represents the people of Louisiana. It's a blue-collar, tough, gritty, hardworking bunch. And I think our fans and our people will really respect that and like that and appreciate that. And I think that's what will keep people coming out to the games. And then certainly the number one thing you can do is win. People like
yes,
a winner. Everybody likes
it always
to be,
helps.
Everybody likes to be associated with a winner. And so hopefully the plan is until we win, just to, you know, till we win big, just to put a product out there that everybody can be proud of and relate to. And then once we win, I think people will just, we'll have to turn people away.
It'll be easy to pour in after that. And I've heard you say in interviews in the past that, you know, the program before, it felt like the players weren't excited about it and weren't into it. And that's one of the things that you hope to change. Did I hear that you took the guys on a hunting trip?
Well, we went on a retreat.
Okay.
We went on a retreat and, we did kill a hog while we were on a retreat.
A hog.
Well, I shouldn't say we did. We were bystanders,
right,
while a hog
were assisting.
Was. Yeah, assist would be a nice way to
okay,
put it.
Okay, good.
But it was great. You know, it was fun. Today's kids, everybody's on cell phones all the time. We're all on cell phones. I'm on cell phones all the time.
Yeah.
We all are. And it was great. We went out to a very, very remote area right across the state border, and there was no cell phone reception. It's just a way for our team to bond, for our guys to get to know each other off the court, for our staff to get to know our players better, just for everybody to get to know each other better. And it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I love that whenever I heard it. LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against Alcorn State. And, of course, lots of LSU fans showing up early for that 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday. I hear the game's pretty inexpensive to attend tomorrow night, so no reason not to go.
$1 tickets. LSUTix.net, $1 tickets. What more? I mean, we're practically giving them away.
Right. Awesome. Well, again, we appreciate you coming in. The Eagle audience always loves to support our Tigers, like you said, and you can catch the game tomorrow night again at 7 o'clock inside the PMAC, or listen to it here on Eagle 98.1. Thanks, Coach Wade.
Thanks so much. How about you get in the PMAC and you can take your headphones and listen to it here on 98.1.
Okay, there you go.
How about
do that with your phone. Perfect.